Under the weather. So, Gary, just how have you been feeling?
Well, honestly, Doctor, I don't feel much better since our last meeting.
I see. Are you still taking your medication?
Yes, I've been taking it regularly.
Good. But you say you haven't noticed any difference.
Well, I have been sleeping better at night than before, but that's all.
At our last meeting, you said you felt frustrated because you didn't get out of your house very much. Do you remember that?
Yes. My lifestyle still isn't very active. I'm still out of work, and I really don't socialize very much. I just stay at home. That just seems to reinforce the negative feeling.
Okay. Do you recall that I gave you an assignment to do?
Yes. You told me to call some of my buddies and get one of them to go to a movie with me.
How did that go?
Well, honestly, I didn't get around to it.
Gary, the reason that I gave you that assignment is because you have to try and help yourself. You know that staying at home by yourself isn't helping your situation.
But I am taking my medication regularly.
Yes, and that's good. But you also have to work to change your behavior. Otherwise, your symptoms will continue.
What do you mean?
Well, let's imagine that your friend complained of a headache from watching too much television. What could be done to help him?
I could give him an aspirin to get rid of his headache, for one thing.
Right. That would help for that particular occasion. What if he just continued watching too much TV?
Well, his headache will just get worse and worse.
Exactly. He won't truly solve his headache problem with medicine alone. He needs to change his habit to stop watching TV. He needs to do other activities, including going outside with other people. Exactly what I suggested in your case.
I see your point, Doctor.
Now, I would like you to make another appointment with me 1 month from now. Hopefully, you can tell me by then that you've taken my advice. If not, perhaps we will need to look at changing your medication.
Thank you.